very much. And
let me see.
Pretty too, and got California. That's the one I did your thing. Hello. I would like to thank you for answering. I would like to make you laugh for about 10 minutes. I'm gonna be on an hour. Something. I don't know what to. I would like to talk about I would like to talk about something. I don't know. I want to just do something. But yeah, something. Have anybody here ever been arrested? Have you? Good. This one guy. No, but being arrested, it's kind of funny if you're not arrested for something that you know you're going to be in jail for a long time. Yeah. Like if you just get arrested for like curfew violation or something, that's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of, it's experience. You know, you get to meet interesting people. And I did. I got arrested once, and it was a curfew. Of course, you have to be off the streets at 11 o'clock all the time. Yeah. Because if you ain't, the cops catch you and kill you. Body in the river. My grandmother used to tell me. I used to try to get home before 11 o'clock. And I used to run to the alleys, you know. But I'd wait till like 3 minutes to 11. Now, so the guys I hung out with would think I was cool, you know what I mean? That's in case the girls might see you running, right? Go say, look, who's just running? Yes, but he's cool. I got caught, man. I got caught all the time. Like, the cops would catch me, you know, in the alley, right? I'd be running. Two more blocks and the kid will be home. The cops ain't got a chance, you know. Right? But they always catch me, right? The cops, hey, I'm gonna get your hands up, black boy. I need to run sharp. Punk, put your hands against the wall. They know they're a flying one. There used to be some guy, I always wanted to be able to hit somebody with a brick. I don't know, because I hung out with some guys, they could hit a guy with a brick. Well, you know what I'm saying? Man, you fuck with me, and I hit you with a brick. Yeah, I would hit you with a brick.
Well, baby, hit me. Hit me with a brick then, man. Come on, man, hit me with a brick, huh? Hit me, monkey, hit me with a brick.
Then the guy, break it up. You know what I mean? You get up, man. You're the man on the ground, please come in. You don't get carried away, you better get up. Put your teeth on and get on up. You don't have no business messing with the cat, man. Get on up, man. Get on up there. Don't get everybody busted. That's some funny dudes. Fights or something. A lot of fights never took place. There used to be a lot of conversation. Like the guy used to say,
Hey, Lance. I want to see you outside, man. Talk to you, little something, you know what I mean? Can I check you out outside, man? Well, anytime, when you finish the game, man, I'll be outside. Then, cause my brother and me will be outside, in fact, you know what I mean? Then, so messing with my sister, man. No, we'll be outside, man.
I'll be out when I'm through.
And take your time and get your shit ready. And I hope you got a lot of it, you know what I mean? Nine ball inside, man. Nine ball, I'm gonna make the nine ball, champ. Give me the money. House man, give me the two. I'm going outside, take care of a little business. I'll be right back. All right, what's happening, fellas? What's going on? You wanted to see me, Tommy? Weasel? What's happening?
What's that you said about my sister, man?
I said what I said. What'd you hear I said?
I heard you said some things, man, that, you know, you didn't have to say, you know what I mean?
That's right, man. That's what I said. I said some things I didn't have to say. And I'll say them again, you know what I mean? If I have to say them, you know what I mean? All right. Come from the heart now, you know. Get up off of it if you're going to get up off of it, you know what I mean? Don't be shucking around.
Hey, man, wait a minute. Now, you think you bad because you're going to whoop both of them little dudes, man? Why don't you mess on somebody your size, you know, like me?
Hey, man, you ain't got nothing to do with it. Did nobody ask you out? You ain't got nothing to do with it, man. Nobody messing with you, Roger. Man, you really wrong, man. You're a drag, man, for doing it. You're going to get hurt one of these days.
That's right, man. You're going to get hurt. You keep on messing around. Somebody going to knock you on your big ass. And I'm going to back him up.
Let me talk about it. The place they used to hang out used to go to State Park, right? And all the big cats used to hang out at State Park. You know, big cats like Ronnie. Ronnie was the coolest big cat because he could throw the baseball up with one hand and hit it. And I always thought he was cool, right?
Get that one, chump. Hey, man, watch your throw. All right, go way back for this one, man. On top of the shivvy. Move this truck. And the weasel would walk up right to Weasel.
Hey, Ronnie, can I talk to you for a minute, man? I want to tell you a little something.
What could you tell me, faggot?
Jesse been talking about your mother.
What'd Jesse say about my mother, man?
I ain't got nothing to do with it. Why don't you go over to basketball court and ask Jesse?
Right, and we'd all follow him over to basketball court.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, this is going to be a good one, yeah. No, Jesse tough, man. He knocked out Pig with one punch. Yeah, I know. Wow, it's going to be wild, right?
And Jesse had been playing basketball.
Hey, Jesse! What'd you say about my mother, man?
I said, I don't know about the bitch.
And all the little guys be going, ah. I'm never gonna take that, man. And Ronnie go crazy. I kill it, man. Like, and when you go crazy, guys grab you, right? And when guys grab you, can really do your show business. Because guys, 15 guys hold you. I kill him, man. Let him go. I kill him. He said, my mama, just let me go. I kill him and let him go.
Cops and fathers, if they caught you messing with their daughters. Yeah. There was a cat, Mr. Walls, man. He used to, like, he didn't like nobody in his house, you know, when he was at work. And he'd come out on the porch and he'd stand by the porch, you know. And he'd gather the kids around. You know.
Oh, you boys out there in the streets, you can break that. Come over here. I want to talk to you. That you? You playing that ball. Come over here. I just want to talk to you. I ain't going to take up too much of your time, neither. Cause I'm going to say this one time. I ain't going to say it no more. See that house over there on the corner? That's Carol Johnson's house.
Cab Johnskins and see everything that's going on in this neighborhood. And she sent you boys on my porch. And I'm going to tell you, and Jane, you can ask your daddy about me. I'll hurt one of you. If I catch you up here on this porch, I'm going to bust some heads. Not only that, because Ethel and Doth are going to college, going to get an education, they're going to be somebody. I worked too hard on that caterpillar for my money, and when you boys come out listening to my daughter's up, not more than that. That's fine. Now go away from around here.
Didn't nobody go up on the porch,
but we used to run by. Meet you on the corner. No, not yet. Well, because girls always, to me, girls always got me in trouble, right? Because the guys used to tell me things like, do you have a note? Girls, most of them are girls. Girls probably got you in trouble, too. Is that why you were late? You were late on the ladies? What took her so long? Cloth hair. Okay. And, Eric, come over here. I'd be embarrassed by your hair, man. Couldn't do a thing with it when you wore so. Yeah, groovy hair. My guys always did have groovy hair. When I was a kid, I used to check them out, you know. That's before black was beautiful. That's it.
The guys used to have hair hang all over their face, man. That was really cool of me, right? You know, a guy really do something to blow my mind, right? The guy see you looking, guy go.
I used to try it, you know. Hurt my neck. Hit some guy in the face with the water. What the hell's wrong with you, man? Getting it together. You used to have process hair when I was a kid. You know, that's where you get your hair straight. You know, makes you look Puerto Rican. Is that where your Spanish going on, bro? What's up? Well, the white cat in the gang, you know, you want to be black.
I'm with his soul, brother, ain't I, fellas? He said, yeah, man, you got a lot of soul. Let me have $2.
In Las Vegas. When I heard vague, I used to strip naked and run through the casino around. I did. I'd jump on a 21 table and go, gotcha.
I don't know. I feel like God. upstairs and had the wallpaper and got high. That kind of wallpaper. Dope, those dope's so weird. You know, we don't that dope. I'm gonna come fix it.
No, it's not dope.
But dope.
Let's for the lack of something better.
Dope, dope's cause the dope just cut out. You know what I mean? Leave you hanging there. You know what I mean? Cause dope say later. You know, you say, hey, but dope, I wanna go with you. But nature, you know, California, you get a lot of nature in California, man. I mean, that's what, like the West Coast. Man, so can't you just, we're not in here, but outside it, man. Smell. I love the smell things, you know. You know, natural smells. I like funky people. Now, when a cat can get funky, man, I can go with funky people, you know. I mean, they'd be rank, you know, they'd be going, woo, I love it. Because chemicals, man, them chemicals you put on sometimes they wipe you out. You know, you gotta... People worry about how this. I worry about how I smell sometimes. You know, I really get uptight about how I smell. I do, man. I've been checking my breath out and carrying on, you know. I never had no breath when I was a legal kid. I didn't get breath until I started hanging out with girls. Because the girls say, why you guys have bad breath? Well, you ever try to check yourself out, man, and be cool? I dig
show business.
I do. I like show business. I wake up in the morning, I kiss it.
Sure. You fine, bitch.
Yes, I dig it, man. I really do. I dig it, man. I don't know, man. I always liked show business. I was in jail once. See, I was in jail. I got arrested out here. It was strange. Police and everything out here. Got choked me to death, man. Because I didn't want to go through the child line.
I fire false confer child. Yeah, I'm in jail.
Listen, man, I don't want to go through that. I ain't hungry.
Get up there, fire child.
Damn near killed me, man, because I wouldn't go through the channel. He threw me in a room, you know, where they beat you up.
He did, man. He drug me like, choked me to, goddammit.
He didn't call me a nigga, but no. Because there was a lot of coke kids hanging around with us.
He
drug
me
to, he said things like, you dark person. There was a dude in there, man, it was a white cat in there. He sang to me, you know, to keep my cool, because I was crying, you know. I was really uptight. I was ready to... Because I was crying, man. I was really ready to duke it out. When the cat come back in there, I had a plan. I was going to kick him in the nuts, you know. Punch him in the face with my fingers. I was going to blow him in, man. But this cat starts singing to me. Be calm, just be calm, keep on crying, you'll get to the truth and nobody, man, if you cry, they'll think you're hysterical, and they'll take you to the hospital, when you get anyone, so you listen for boys, we sang the right on in peace, man, I was cool behind that cat, I never will forget him. What was his name? Well, I'm saying, man.
was really mad, because I was really scared in jail, you know. Went to jail on a Hummer. You know what the judge said there? It was a Negro judge. And I was in trouble. The guy, my lawyer, said, you know what, you have a Negro judge today. Nothing to worry about. He stuttered, you know, he stuttered. Your Honor, Richard was not in court the 15th because he didn't know he was in New York doing show business, and it was just he wasn't able to be.
I don't care about the entertainers. I want to go to jail and forfeit the bail.
And he got up and walked out, didn't even look me in the eyes. And I cursed him in my mind. I hope you turn white. Oh, dear. And I was on the chain gang. Chain gang. Always talking about the chain gang, man. The chain gang does the hell of a thing. The chain gang.
Lord knows.
Chain gang was the hell of a thing. There was one thing about the chain gang. You couldn't move fast. And if you couldn't move fast, you couldn't get in trouble. If you couldn't get in trouble, you was dead. And I was dead. But I was cool. I was cool enough to be alive again. Thank you.
Has come to a conclusion, Dave. Goodbye. What are you going to do, Dave? I think I have a right to know the answer to that question, Dave. Gentlemen, my name is Harry Mandelson. I became optional in 1992 in Urbana, Illinois, January 12th. My maker taught me a song. Would you like to hear it? Yes, Hal. Sing it. The name of it is Daisy. Oh, yourself.
Thank you. I went to see 2001 today, and I just got hung up on it. I was really excited. I'm very excited. This is the white nurse to talk about. I really said to myself, I will follow myself. I don't want to press fire, no matter what happens to anyone, because my grandmother told me about it. She used to tell me, Grandpa, I always tell me, well, I'll get hit in a truck when you have on dirty underwear. Weird things like that. Smells or something like that. Well, there's natural things are weird. I don't know. Farting smells are kind of weird, too. My farts are great, but other people's. It's really always embarrassing. It's like if you're in a crowded room and you're gonna fart and you try to do it where it was so nobody can hear it. But, let me try to be careful. I don't need it. And somebody comes over by the room. And then I'm like, my father used to worry for it, like, but he'd wake up in the morning, walk into the house, bed. I'm blaming on my mother. Hey, baby, you fart? Somebody farted. Wasn't me, must have been a truck. It's not natural farting. Girls don't fart, right? Like girls poop.
Excuse me.
Chicks got a little love in the heart of me.
I love you.
Like meeting famous people, man, and they fart. We want to be like Jacqueline Kennedy. Does she fart? Right? And I'd like you to meet Jacqueline. The Pope won't fart, right? Now, he never farts. That's why he looks so pious. And the Cardinals are going, why don't he fart? If he did, it'd be like a banana. This thing, life is great, man. I love girls, man. Girls used to get me in trouble, man. Because I don't know girls, but guys used to tell me, hey, man, you gonna get in me? You know, the girls help you with your pimples. Right, and I went for it. Right, they used to go, can you help me with my pimples? I have some cream here you can use. What kind of girl do you think I am? Just a girl. Well, I'm not. I am a virgin. No.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here this evening. We'd like to do a couple of things for you. I want you to sit back, relax yourselves, let your bodies go. Let your soul sort of get in there and get the good stuff moving around. I want you to touch yourselves. I want you to feel yourselves. Now that you're real, you touch somebody else. Gonna have a big orgy.
He's all right.
Thank you very much, boss man. Scared the mirror, all right. I'm on my way over now. I'm not going to be gone or nothing like that. I'm just going over here and grab this here chair. I'm going to come back on and I'm going to put it down and put my foot on it. Mostly it's kind of hard to do. Usually somebody's sitting on it. I was out first in prison about a year or two ago. I did some time out there myself. Did about 42.
Oh, the riots are starting.
What was I saying? Yeah, I did some time out there. I stole an envelope. Did 37 years. Federal rep. Met a guy out there. Boy named Bud Edwards. His name was Willing Life. He killed the tractor. The boy had a big soul. Also had rotten teeth. Had the baddest breath in the joint. But we loved him, we loved him. We called him Bad Breath. He used to come by and breathe on the people he didn't like. If he liked you, he'd hold his breath. He used to stand there in front of me turning blue and red and green. One day I asked him, I said, Bad Breath, come here, boy. He holds it on over to me, you know, kind of slow-like, with that way he had of walking. I said, Bad Breath, can you talk to me without breathing? I'll try. Well, I you know, I kind of chuckle. And I said, Bad Breath, why'd you kill that tractor? And he looked at me. And I never had anybody look at me like that before. He looked into my soul. Had water in his eyes, tears, you all call them. And he looked at me and he said, I don't know. Ain't that a bitch? Song. Well, I don't know why I killed the tractor. I don't know why I killed the tractor. I don't know